chapter 92, Dignity and Tranquility. Call Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. Surah Al-Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the servants of the merciful, Ibad al-Rahman, are they who walk humbly on the earth. And when the ignorant, jahil ones address them, they reply, Salama, peace. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, Ma ra'aytu Rasulallah sallam mustajmi'an qattu dhahikan hatta tu'al minhu lahwatuhu innama kana yatabassamu. Tafakkur alayhi. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam laughing in such a way that his valas became visible. He used to merely smile. Then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughing in such a way that his yuvala became visible. He used to merely smile. Bukhari Muslim. A yuvala is a small fleshy finger-like flap of tissue that hangs in the back of the throat, and it is an extension of the soft palate. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kahkaha, one is dahik or tabassum, kathratul dihk, tumitul qalb, abundance of laughter kills the heart. So Rasulullah never, you know, ha 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 ha. See the mouth opening? And there's a back thing that hangs. That thing that hangs at the back, and you open your mouth and you see where the tonsillitis comes out from there. That's called the uvala. So, ha ha. See the mouth opens? Never. So, Musa Rasulullah, there's a smile like that. That was his most laugh. It's against dignity to laugh so much. Yeah, there is sometimes when a person, sometimes, but if a person, abundance of laughter kills the heart, it makes a person's heart harder. And فَلِيَدْحَقُوا قَلِيلًا وَلِيَبْقُوا كَثِيرًا جَزَامِ فَلِيَدْحَقُوا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا عَلَمُوا لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا. Rasulullah said, if you knew what I knew, you would laugh less, cry more. Allah says in the Quran, فَلِيَدْحَقُوا, that they should laugh less, وَلِيَبْقُوا كَثِيرًا جَزَامِ فَلِيَدْحَقُوا قَلِيلًا. So laughing, person should cry more. Allah give us eyes of crying. Allah save us from all the time of laughing and amusements and those kind of things and those types of majlis where ha ha hee hee and all those comedy shows and all that. It's all nonsense. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all this. Sometimes a person very involved in deen work or very involved in some depressions, and it's also good to make somebody laugh. There was a sahabi named Nu'iman. He used to do the most ajeeb tricks and ajeeb things that would make the sahabas laugh. And Rasulullah laughed, everybody laughed. And for days, they would, if they thought of him, or the thing he did, they would laugh. He would do such ajeeb things that a person cannot imagine. Like, so his name was Na'iman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there has to be people like that too. Then people are going to, especially in this period, like the other day when you read that Rasulullah was the most smiling person ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us i'tidal in the middle path. And everything that in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ha 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 ho 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 all the time, with opening the mouth, and that's the type of laugh that's provided. Allah.